Don't put getting back on that page.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Today is Thursday, the 15th of November, and I am Sandra Bueno and the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the Power to Be You platform. And today's show is about bringing a coach and a leader, a contributor, a person with whose testimony I will be taking you through an hour of distinctions, of experience, and hopefully of a gift that will enable you to open yourself up into a new area that you might have not considered. And I am very excited to bring about today's guest. His name is Ron Kosdorf. He will be coming on momentarily. But before I bring him on, I'd like to give you a bit of information about how he and I came together and what his purpose and my purpose is here. Now, Ron and I met about 3 or 4 months ago at a chamber meeting out in West Palm Beach where I live. And my company being Live and Learn, he immediately struck a note with him. And we both felt that where we were in life, our destinies kind of came together. And our common ground is that we both have been impacted by the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, as well as The Secrets of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. These two books were written in the 19th century, meaning they were written in they were both written within the 1930s or so, and they both allude, actually, I'm sorry, I have to recant that, The Secrets of I'm bringing in different things that are coming together, because the actual secret, the movie, and Bob Proctor, what all of his information has come as a result of Think and Grow Rich, as well as of the Wallace Wattles book. So the Wallace Wattles book actually got written in 1901. So I apologize for that previous mistake there. But these books have basically been the foundation of any and every life success program and consulting platform that has been contrived and created. These have been the groundwork through which all coaches and people who have any real awareness or any real desire to share their gift and do it in a way with which there is integrity and education involved with it, they have all gone back to these both books and used. And this is how Ron and I came together. And he is a life success consultant under Bob Proctor. And he and I began a 10-week course with the Think and Grow Rich book. It's a new edited format of this. And at that time, I was also running a women's group, the Power to Be You women's group, which is a community leadership group of women who came together like-minded, wanting to learn, wanting to grow, wanting to contribute, and wanting to just gain insight. And this is how he and I came together. So when presenting Bob because that's how we call Bob, he is an independent licensed consultant, a coach. He delivers seminars. He has book studies. I am going to give you his website as well, where you can, if you'd like to follow along, it is web.mac.com/RKASDORF. And he really, really believes, as well as I do, that this knowledge and information needs to get out into the general public, primarily into the hands of the kids and the education that we need in order to really, really make a difference. And the difference stems from the difference that we will make for ourselves. So this is just, I'm very excited to bring this about, to bring this to you. And Ron has worked actually for about 30 years within the avionics industry, and he recently got to a point where he realized, well, this is my purpose, this is what I want to do, this is what I've been built for, and I am very excited to bring him along. Are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ron. Just welcome. Welcome aboard the Power to Be You show. I gave a little briefing about how you and I got together and how you and I both feel that the Think and Grow Rich book, as well as The Science of Getting Rich, how these two books are just the information and the education that has been set forth by, you know, our giants, how this is so real within our own life. And, you know, I'd like to just welcome you and hear a little bit about what you believe and what you say and your purpose.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the wonderful introduction. I actually sound better on paper than I do in person. No, it's an honor to be here. And as far as what I'm doing, and I'm basically following my passion. My passion in life is to, first of all, live a more richer and fuller life. But most importantly, the vehicle by which I do that, or that I see myself doing that, and my purpose, if you will, is by helping others. And really, truly, everything that I do or ever even wanted to think about doing, if I'm not doing it for the benefit of other people, granted, it would be meaningless to me.
Now, this is something that I know for you, it took you a while to get to, and when you took this course and this, basically, when you followed your destiny and that light that was within you, you know, just share how you got involved.
Okay, well, a major turning point for me was The Secret. I resonated so well with the material, and I have to tell you that at first, and for anybody that may be listening out there may have had these ideas or still do, at first I questioned inside of myself, is this biblical, is this God, is this, you know, is everything in alignment? And doing my due diligence, I have found the answer to be yes, very much so. So following that path, watching The Secret I don't know how many times, I joined up a Law of Attraction meetup and met some phenomenal people through there. And I also decided that I was going to teach this material.
So and in the process of doing it, you were also teaching yourself.
Well, absolutely, and you know, it just is that whenever we have, you know, we tend to teach what we want to learn, and I found that, and so I was attracted at that point to go and work with Bob Proctor because I resonated so much with him in the movie and have also listened to some of his other materials, and I'm just blown away, especially from his background and everything that he's done. He's, you know, he's lived the life that most of us are trying to escape, and that is one of poverty and crisis and the very things that most of us are struggling to get away from. He's found a way out, and he's been teaching this for well over 40 years now, and he's been taught by some of the best. He did not personally meet Napoleon Hill, but I know that a lot of the material, not all, but a lot of the material that he teaches comes from Think and Grow Rich. And as you had mentioned, The Science of Getting Rich. I mean, the list goes on, and for anybody who is going to make any kind of an impact on their own life, let alone someone else's, really has to do their own studies and go out and find out for themselves who these greats are or were, whichever the case is, study the material and draw their own conclusions. You know, really, truly, everything that I've ever been taught, you know, I've learned not to accept it hook, line, and sinker, but to go and do my own due diligence and check it out for myself and see indeed that it's either something that will suit me or something that doesn't.
And what it is, you know, what I find to be so unique and actually even in getting this call out, I feel this element of anticipation and of excitement and of nervousness, because really you and I are embodying that awareness within ourselves. You know, we're taking challenges every day and we're saying, well, do we believe in ourselves and do we believe that we have what it takes to make a difference? You know, can we really believe what we're preaching, or can we really follow, you know, because it's only when, you know, when you look at people that talk, you know, you actually say, well, are they walking your talk? Are they believing it? You know, are they living it? Do they have the integrity that matches what they say? Do the actions and the words match? And, you know, I know that with you and I, you know, this, you know, I've mentioned before on the show to the listeners, there's been challenges. You and I are very much aware as to our challenges. They're physical, they're economical, they are circumstantial. You know, they are circumstances that, you know, we are not focusing on them, but we are living with them or under them. And having this awareness, having this, for example, this, you know, just having this book, that when you take the book and you read the author's preface, it does say that the only other book, there was a period of time where Time ran they did a poll, and all these other sources had over time just gone into the public and found out that USA Today, that, you know, on a list of the top 10 selling paperback books about investments, Think and Grow Rich ranked number one, because this is about investing in yourselves and investing in others. Another, the Library of Congress conducted a survey, and they found that the top answer of the widest margin book that was read was the Bible, and this came in second, you know. And it's amazing, because the people, when you look at the people who have read this book and used it, these are the people who today control big corporations, who today are living a life where they are living the life that they see they could have lived, and they didn't stop at challenges. You know, they went forward, and this applies, even though this book was written in 1930, it applies, and it will apply for the rest of our lives. And, you know, this needs to be brought out to every single person. Every single person should have a copy, read a copy, learn it, take it. You know, you could get it even off the internet. You could buy it through Ron's website. And, you know, this just really is about sharing that information with everyone, and it's open to anyone who wants to take it, even if you just want to go to the library and get a copy or get an e-copy or whatever. But, you know, I'm very excited to bring you on board, because you have studied this and you have a lot more specified information than I do, and more thorough information, and this just brings so much more value to the listeners and to the people that are here today with us.
Well, one thing for sure that I can tell you is that once you start reading this, you will begin to understand that there's so much more to life and to our own personal who we are than what we, for the most part, are aware of. Because it's really, you know, the title doesn't really do it justice insofar as what the true rich content of the book is, because it's really more about who we are as people and how we are able to take that and to move forward and, of course, create riches in our own lifestyle. Yet there's so much more to it, and it's about becoming who we are meant to be and who we were created to be. It's more of a spiritual book than it is a how-to book. I mean, you can go and buy stock trades for dummies. You can, you know, books of that nature, and that's what they teach you. And this book entitled Think and Grow Rich goes far beyond just the aspect of creating financial, you know, wealth in your own life.
Because when you look at it, yeah, you think it's more of Think and Grow Rich, okay, it's the money, and it's the whole concept of, you know, everyone has bad associations with money, and we've already gone through this to get ourselves out of that.
Right.
But it is true. I mean, if you look right here, it says, that, you know, when this book was written and Napoleon Hill did the search on the top 500 people who basically created, you know, the world as we know it, at least here in America, they, you know, this book talked about networking. It talked about management, excellence in customer service, visualization techniques, brainstorming, the use of written goals and objectives. And a lot of this basically goes back to who we are, how we are, how we're doing it. You know, it's an amazing, it's just truly, there's just such wealth of information in here that, you know, I mean, it's for me, I'm just floored because this, I think, you know, you and I came together, and what has come out of our connection is, you know, where we can take the concepts that we've learned, we've applied them to ourselves, our own psyche, our own daily, you know, rituals, our preparation, and now we can say, all right, this is what we're going to create out of this. You know, I know you and I have talked about creating programming that we can deliver, you know, as an extract of what we've learned. And, you know, now we're looking into how can we create this and make it more accessible to people? How can we bring it in to, you know, so that it enables a lot, a wider spread, you know, population to really take all of this and just use it in their lives.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all, you know, as you were mentioning, and this is all about how we relate with one another, how we interact, how we are connected, not only with ourself on a physical plane, but the fact of the matter is that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And having that knowledge and that understanding and being able to tap into our higher intellect really causes us to be rich in a spiritual sense. And, you know, the financial just comes as a result of being connected with our Creator God, being connected with our fellow man, and being connected and having a definiteness of purpose in our own life. Because truly, we're not taught that at a very young age, for the most part. You know, a lot of it's survival, a lot of it's struggle. I mean, you have, you know, an unfortunate reality in our life is that we, you know, our circumstances are heredity and the environment teaches us how to be. And when we are able to actually think outside the box, as they say, we're able to see that we have so much more potential than that. I mean, for example, most welfare recipients are fourth generation. That's what they've grown up with. That's what they've known. That's what, you know, it's sad. And part of what my purpose and my vision is to be able to help people to take that concept and to truly understand that we have so much more potential than to just settle. Because when we settle, we, you know, we get what we get. And, you know, I don't know, people grow up in large families, and I've heard the stories where you had to eat, and you had to eat fast, or you didn't get any, or other people would complain, oh, we're having leftovers again. You know, it's not about eating the leftovers. It's about, you know, having the richness and the fullness in life, not just in the wallet or in the bank account, but in our relationships. First and foremost with ourselves and with our Creator, but beyond that, with those our loved ones in our lives, our families, our friends. And, you know, I could go on and on and on with this thing, but I can truly tell you that it's more of a spiritual book. I mean, it's not surprising to me that it's right there, number two behind the Bible, because it truly is a spiritual book.
It is. It's one of the things that you just said when you talked about, you know, the love and coming together with the relationship that you have with yourself. An actual part of a paragraph that I read, which is in The Science of Getting Rich, this is a statement that was made, and it becomes as, I'm going to share two things right now at this moment, and before I do, I just want to let the callers know also on today's program, on the last half an hour, we'll devote that to answering questions, so I want to give the callers the number. I've seen a couple of calls come in, and I apologize for not being able to answer it, but if I do, then we're not going to get through with the presentation right now. But in just a few moments, in about 8 minutes, we can open up the lines, and I'll take your calls. The number to call in is 646-716-8620. That is 646-716-8620. And if you'd like to ask Ron questions or ask myself a question, then I'd be more than happy to answer that. And to get back to the material that I was saying, on my agenda today, I happen to have a Tony Robbins quote, which is powerful because basically it deals with what I was about to just mention with our life, and which defines our experience. And it says, nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning you give it. If you don't give it a meaning, it's valueless. If you give it a meaning, that meaning is what you gave it. And in this book, when we look at the titles of these two books, depending on who you are, your circumstance in your life, you're going to look at it and you're going to interpret it. So if, let's say you're in a position where you are suffering for money, or you have bad relationships with money, and you've been always taught limiting beliefs, and you've been told, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and, you know, again, we go to the same old cliches, who do you think I am, Rockefeller, and I know you've used this one, I've used this one. You know, there's so many of these things that you look at this title of the book and be like, please, think and grow rich, right? Like you can actually grow rich from thinking. And, you know, by having that concept, you're not even going to allow yourself to even become curious or investigate or even allow yourself to have the wealth of information that's in here. And it's not just information, it's actually how to testimony that has changed millions of lives. And the same thing with The Science of Getting Rich. This title is The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought. What I came up with the minute I saw both of these was The Science of Getting Rich lies in your mind, the richness of your mind, the richness of your beliefs, the richness of your thought, what you bring in, what you concentrate in, and what you do in order to bring in that wealthness that we all have within us if we allow ourselves to focus on that. It's, you know, to me, it's something that really it stands at the core and the essence of where we as a society must take hold and assume accountability and say, truly, it is up to us, and truly, it is our responsibility to gain this information, to gain this education, so that we can make a difference and so that we can change patterns and behaviors that are not serving us. Yeah, it's the whole where we're standing now as a group and as a society with all the issues that surround us, it is, you know, we either can stand there and accept, or we can say, I reject. And how am I going to make a difference? Well, it all starts with, number one, making that choice, but then arming yourself with the knowledge so that you can later on apply it and start moving forward. What do you think about that?
Well, as you said about the choices, it really does boil down to that. And going back to the title of the book, Think and Grow Rich, I think that it, you know, once you read it and you start understanding that it's all about the thinking, because throughout the ages, you know, man has disagreed on a great many things, but the one thing, we're going back centuries and centuries and centuries, the one thing is that everybody, all the philosophers, the theologians, and the great scientists, I've all agreed that we become what we think about. Even the scripture says We become what we think about in our heart all day long. James Allen, in the earlier part of the 20th century, also wrote another book called As a Man Thinketh. All of these principles are just so cohesive, and that's what it boils down to, is how we think. And it's our thoughts that create our lives. It's the thoughts that create the actions. Our thoughts are coming from our conscious mind. And in our subconscious mind, that's our feeling mind, if you will, and that's where the action, where the vibration or the feeling, the movement of that thought, whether it's a good thought or a bad thought, and say it's a good thought, you're going to feel good, you're going to have positive actions, and you're going to have positive results. Whereas, on the other hand, if you're focusing on the on a negative thing, you're still going to have a feeling associated with that. Again, it's a choice, but we become what we think about. When we start focusing on the negative things, we're going to have negative results. We're going to start doing stupid things. And then the results that will follow will constantly reflect that. Because, again, we become what we think about.
Exactly. It is. I said that I was going to say two things, and I'm just playing off what you say, because what you say, there's so much. There's. We could take lines and make entire programs out of these things, because they just reflect such a wealth of being. And this, and what I'd like to do in a moment as well, after I read this, is I asked you to. There was something that you put together and you composed, and really, I think it's at the core of where we're standing. And before I ask you to read that for us and to share that with us, I wanted to say this, which comes from The Science of Getting Rich. It's actually within the beginning chapter. It's the last paragraph, and it says, "It is perfectly right that you should give your best attention to the science of getting rich, because it is the noblest and most necessary of all studies. If you neglect this study, you are a derelict in your duty to yourself, to God, and to humanity. You can render God and humanity no greater service than to make the most of yourself." And with that, we can actually go forward into what you've shared with me, which is let go and let God. I believe that was the title. But
yes.
Could you share that with us? Could you read that, and then after you finish, we'll open up the lines for calls.
Okay. No, I would love to share that. This is just one of the things that I do. Is I write. I enjoy writing. I actually believe that I'm inspired at times to write, and it's my intention to actually become a published author. So at any rate, here's just a small snippet of what comes to me when I set my intentions to go and hear God. Okay, let go, let God. This is a very interesting concept, and while many will take this as a wild card or an easy escape route, I choose to see it as a willingness to do whatever it takes. It has been said that most people don't even turn to God unless there is a crisis, and I know this from experience. I have come to know that the God I am calling upon is the love from within, the willingness to surrender to any given situation, and to respond out of love rather than out of desperation. We all have this innate ability instilled within us. It is just that we often choose the road which is paved with fear and doubt to motivate us. While this ultimately does not serve us in what we want, it is what we know. It also provides us with a convenient excuse when we don't have the success which we desire, and yet we still do it. It becomes a vicious spiral which leads to our own death, spiritually at first, and then we lose sight of all of our purpose. It is usually instilled in us at a very early age, subconsciously, and we are most often not even aware that we are doing that. When we go to God in desperation, it is just that, and while we are looking to change the circumstances in our lives, we are simply simply holding on to the doubt and fear while asking God to change the outcome. Meanwhile, the cause is not being addressed. I often say this is like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer. The change that we truly seek comes from within. I used to think that God was this external cosmic force, external to my circumstances, and putting things in that perspective, I would never truly find the answers which I was seeking. By going within, taking full responsibility for the situation which I choose to change in my own life, I am able to address it on a level at which I am able to effect change. It all boils down to this: self-love, acceptance, willingness to change, and the inner knowing that change will come. Faith is the seed of inner knowing. Blind faith, based on fear and doubt, will result in the failure which is seeded by the fear and doubt. In conclusion, let go and let God. Align yourself with the love within you. Have faith based on your inner knowing. And know that the answers will come to you based on your willingness to do whatever it takes. Circumstances don't make the man. The man who creates circumstances is living a life by design.
That's just, you know, for lack of a better word, it's very insightful. It just resonates very nicely, you know, on the ears, because I think it speaks from within. It really does. I believe that, you know, why this really appealed to me is because the whole issue of bringing in our spirituality, bringing in God, you know, saying how if we are to manifest that greatness which lies within us, and we are also getting all of these external, infused with externalities and with education and with thoughts, you know, how does that combine with who we are internally? You know, and how does that combine with what resonates within us when we're going forward? And I think that what you've captured there is so evocative of that. It just really, really resonates. And I would love to hear what other listeners feel just with what we're bringing about, because I think that this really lies at the seed of us being able to be true to who we are and to really manifest that ability to impact and to change and to contribute. What would you like to share? Ron.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were calling upon the listeners.
No, I mean, people can call right now, 646-716-8620. And if they'd like to ask any questions or comment on what you've just heard. But in the meantime, yeah, you and I can, well, call comes through, then you and I can continue. Just what led you to write that? What did you get after you finished? What was your insight?
Well, truth be told, I'm human. I'm having a human experience. And I know that there's a God that loves me. And I so often have been looking outside for answers in my situation. And I was looking for answers. And very often these kinds of writings will come. And what that does for me is it basically, I mean, this is something I get up in the morning. I get my coffee and I bring my notepad outside with me because I enjoy the weather down here in South Florida. And not even knowing what's going to happen, I'm just ready. I'm ready to write because I believe that's part of my purpose, part of my calling. And at the same time, it is a means by which for me to connect with God, because I just believe that this is a way of communicating. You know, we were talking earlier about the mind, about the conscious mind, and subconscious mind, and I believe that most of us are aware in our conscious mind of the five senses, and just about anybody can name them. But we also have intellectual factors, and that's what I choose to call super consciousness, if you will. And that is one of them, and the one I'm referring to here is probably best explained by what Wayne Dyer says about prayer, is that when we talk to God, it's prayer, but when God talks to us, that's intuition. So I rely upon that and on a regular basis. And again, that's the very thing I'm speaking about here, and that's about the going within for the answers.
Because, and what you're saying now is very much an actual, it's something that people do. It's something that people have based professions on. It's something that psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, coaches will tell people to do. You know, all of us should be doing it, keeping a journal, writing down, because it's about emptying our minds and allowing our soul to speak through us. And most of the times, we occupy our minds with these thoughts of anguish, of worry, of, oh, God, how am I going to do this? Or how am I going to handle that? Or how am I going to pay my bills? Or, you know, what, you know, it's kind of you go around in a circle on any given day, at any given hour. We have all of these thoughts that are just occupying our awareness, and they're occupying our creative space, and our, you know, and we're so consciously honing in on them that we're not allowing ourselves room to be free, to just experience, to dream, to evoke, you know, to shape in a different way. And, you know, and for me, it's I commend you, because you are mentoring me, because you do it. You have such, even though the word eloquence is, you refer to the spoken language, I believe that you have eloquence in your writing. I really feel that you have such an ability to be very musical and lyrical in how you express these thoughts that I think really come from a place of true awareness as to, you know, at least what drives you and what's driving your vision forward to create an impact and to make a difference.
Yeah, another thing that I really resonate with, and, you know, I'll mention Dr. Wayne Dyer, because he's just one of many that I listen to and helps me to get focused and to stay focused, is, you know, we are responsible for our own thoughts. It is us alone. You know, I mean, and of course those thoughts produce the feelings and our actions, so therefore we are responsible for our feelings. How many people do you know that can say, I'm in control of my feelings? You know, feelings get the best of them because they don't realize that they're in control. But I really like what Dr. Dyer says, is that, well, if you don't believe that you're in control of your own feelings, your own thoughts, then you send them to me, and I'll take care of them, and you'll get better. Just how absurd is that? But it's true. It's true, because who else is going to do that for you? You know, you can't, you know, God will work with you, but not for you. You know, you don't get up in the morning with your, like the boss, with a clipboard and say, okay, here's the to-do list for today. God, I want you to do this, this, and this, and I'm just going to do this. You know, it doesn't work like that. God will work with you, but not for you. Who's in control? Who's responsible for your feelings? Who's responsible for your thoughts? I think once we get that and start implementing that, you know, it talks about that, and you mentioned the movie The Secret earlier, you know, it's the, we can be, do, and have anything that we want in life. Well, who are you going to be? I once heard Bob Proctor talk about addictions. actually he was interviewed, and the subject of addictions came up, and he said, yeah, the worst addiction that anybody could ever possibly have is to play the victim.
Mm.
Well, that hit me like right between the eyes, because not only was I guilty of that, but I've heard, you know, so many people saying, well, you're playing the victim again, you're playing the victim again. Well, you know what? It's time for me to take responsibility for my own thoughts, feelings, and actions. Well, so-and-so did this to me. They hurt my feelings. Well, guess what? We have choices on how we think. We have choices how we respond to any given idea, whether it be the news report or, you know, news of I mean, it's hard for me to give examples because I don't listen to the news anymore. I made a conscious choice, well over a year ago, that I just don't even turn on the news, whether it be the radio or the television, because it doesn't serve me. It can take you down. And then I'll be talking to people, oh, did you hear such and such and so on? So I said, no. Did you know there's a hurricane coming? No, please tell me about that. I mean, that's obviously something I want to know about. But there's enough people talking about it that I don't need to have the news on just in case there's a hurricane coming.
Well, I talk about programming and how it's, you know, again, it's education, and I would say reprogramming and bringing people and then putting them kind of on the same page of, you know, we really have to look at ourselves and say, okay, what are these things that are coming at us? What are these stimuli that are constantly, you know, that we're in constant, you know, we're confronting them every single day, whether we know it or not. And we'll say, yes, you know, the TV is one, the media, you know, which the media can be used for great good, but it also is used to manipulate. And, you know, you mentioned the news. I've traveled and I've lived outside of the United States, and in my travels, you know, you turn on the news and it's amazing. You go to Europe and you see a program that's telling you about the rest of the world. They're telling us about, you know, America, information that I wasn't even aware of. And they're looking at the global component. They're not looking at the local component. Now, you and I turn on the TV tonight, and depending on where you live in your environment, your area, the news are only going to tell you, this is what happened down the road, this is the person that died, you know, this is the scene, kind of local news, where, you know, we're existing and we're moving toward a greater plane, and there is so much happening in our world, and there's so many advances being made, and there's so many people rising and creating differences, but the general population is being kept and is being suppressed at a level that is below, you know, the educational level. And this is where I'm going forward now and really saying, it's like, come on, you know, we need to wake up, or people need to really realize that, you know, either you are moving forward or you're moving backwards, or you're standing still, you know, and it's your choice.
Well, I don't believe there's anything such as standing still, because we are all part of nature, and nature, the laws of nature, is either create or disintegrate. We're either moving forward or we're falling back.
Well, how would you say, yeah, I mean, you can stay still in physical form. You can't stay still with energy. You can't stay still with time. Time is flowing, whether you choose to or not. However, you know, when you look at people who sit there and who sit there and who truly physically in the physical act will sit there and just allow time to go, and you'll find them in the same, looking at the same station day after day, and their life doesn't do anything, you know, it's kind of like, come on, you know, get up and act. Unless you really are happy and satisfied with where you are in life, you know, if you're not learning anything new, if you're not bringing in anything that's going to help you go forward or give you clarity or help you to become better at something or help you to evolve, it's like, then what are you really doing with your life?
Well, even in the physical form, there is no such thing as standing still, because we are, as pointed out in The Secret, we're all part of vibration. We all are energy, and everything that happens is either create or disintegrate. We're moving forward or moving back. The couch potato sitting on the couch, quite frankly, is not, you know, you say that they call that a vegetative state. It's probably why they call it a potato. it's not quite like that because they're disintegrating.
Well, you know that there's, of course, the physical body is, you know, they're getting older, their cells are dying, their heart is weakening, their blood's not moving and flowing as well as it should be. You know, the more you stay there, it's like an old typewriter. Don't use it. Next time you go to try to use it, at least we're looking at the old typewriters, they're not going to be greased and they're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to tap into them.
Right.
But it's, you know, you and I can go back and forth with this, but definitely is about, you know, this all started from the whole programming and looking at TV and us just bringing in, you know, newness into our lives where we realize that, you know, we need to, like, wake up. I mean, there's, you have on your site under the mastermind, the caption there, you have a video by Napoleon Hill which talks about his meeting with Andrew Carnegie. And I would actually like to play it right now. It takes 6 minutes, but I want to play it because it just completely confirms and it brings what we've been talking about to the forefront. And then you and I will come back. So just hang on a second. We won't talk for this moment.
My search led me to the study of the spiritual forces with which all of us are blessed. And it was in this field that I came upon a clue which has enabled me to help millions of people to find their earthly destinies. I want to describe my discovery in the simplest terms possible because it will reveal to you why it is true that whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve, regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past or how lofty your aims and hopes may be. I caught my first fleeting glimpse of the profound law which provides the means by which we may choose our own purpose in life and attain it while I was being coached by Andrew Carnegie during the organization of the Science of Success philosophy. I had just finished telling Mr. Carnegie that I feared he had chosen the wrong person to give the world the first practical philosophy of personal success because of my youth, my lack of education, and my lack of finances. Well, at this point, Mr. Carnegie delivered a lecture that I shall never forget because it changed my entire life and paved the way for my helping to change the lives of millions of people, some of them not yet born. Let me call your attention to a great power which is under your control, said Mr. Carnegie, a power which is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. It is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire. This profound power, Mr. Carnegie continued, is the gift of the Creator, and it must have been considered the greatest of all of his gifts to man, because it is the only thing over which man has the complete and unchallengeable right of control and direction. When you speak of your poverty and lack of education, Mr. Carnegie explained, you are simply directing your mind power to attract these undesirable circumstances, because it is true that whatever your mind feeds upon, your mind attracts to you. Now you see why it is important that you recognize that all success begins with definiteness of purpose, with a clear picture in your mind of precisely what you want from life. Then Mr. Carnegie continued his speech with a description of a great universal truth which made such an impact upon my mind that I began then and there to give myself a new outlook on life and set up for myself a goal so far above my previous achievements that it shocked my friends and relatives when they heard about it. Everyone, said Mr. Carnegie, comes to the earth plane blessed with the privilege of controlling his mind power and directing it to whatever ends he may choose. But, he continued, everyone brings over with him at birth the equivalent of two sealed envelopes, one of which is clearly labeled the riches you may enjoy if you take possession of your own mind and direct it to ends of your own choice, and the other is labeled the penalties you must pay if you neglect to take possession of your mind and direct it. And now let me reveal to you, said Mr. Carnegie, the contents of those two sealed envelopes. In the one labeled riches is this list of blessings. One, sound health. 2, peace of mind. 3, a labor of love of your own choice. 4, freedom from fear and worry. 5, a positive mental attitude. 6, material riches of your own choice and quantity. In the sealed envelope labeled penalties, Mr. Carnegie continued, is this list of the prices one must pay for neglecting to take possession of his own mind. 1, ill health. 2, fear and worry. 3, indecision and doubt. 4, frustration and discouragement throughout life. 5, poverty and want. 6, and a whole flock of evils consisting of envy, greed, jealousy, anger, hatred, and superstition. Now, my mission in life is to help you and everyone who needs my help to open up and use the contents of the sealed envelope labeled riches. And the starting point from which you must take off if you wish to write your own ticket from here on out for the remainder of your life, I will describe for you in these simple instructions. 1, procure a neat pocket-sized notebook, or something on the order of this one here, loose leaf affair. And on page 1, write down a clear description of your major desire in life, the one circumstance or position or thing which you will be willing to accept as your idea of success. And remember before you begin writing that your only limitations are those which you set up in your own mind or permit others to set up for you. And 2, on page 2 of your notebook, write down a clear statement of precisely what you intend to give in return for that which you desire from life. And then start in right where you stand now to begin giving. And 3, memorize both of your statements, what you desire and what you intend to give in return for it, and repeat them at least a dozen times daily. And always end your statements with this expression of gratitude for the blessings with which you were gifted at birth. I ask not, O divine providence, for more riches, but more wisdom with which to accept and use wisely the riches I received at birth in the form of the power to control and direct my mind to whatever ends I desire. If you are not too successful or self-satisfied to accept and express this profound prayer, if you accept it and express it in the same spirit of humble sincerity in which I pass it on to you, a new and a better world will reveal itself to you, a world in which you will see reflected the circumstances and the things which you yourself have created. And now let me close this, our first visit, with my favorite expression of gratitude. O divine providence, I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my own mind to whatever ends I desire.
Ron.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been studying Napoleon Hill. I obviously listened to that video or I wouldn't have posted it on my website. And, you know, each time that I hear it, I hear something else.
Really?
It's just really profound, and that's just one of the key things in knowing what we want, is knowing where to get it, knowing where to get the information, knowing how to extrapolate it from the resources that we have. Constant repetition of studying is so vitally important in anything that we do. That's why personal development is first and foremost in our lives.
Yeah. Now, what would you say, because we have 5 minutes left, what would you like to close with? But can you first share your personal information with how people can contact you, and have with the website again? I know that you have the book available through your website, so they can actually contact you that way. But give them your phone number and your website so they can reach you as well.
Okay, my website is web.mac.com/RKASDORF. And my personal phone number is 561-307-6763.
Now, you're available for coaching. You're available for organizational coaching.
Yes. And even Think and Grow Rich study groups. Obviously, I'm in South Florida. If you're elsewhere in the country or in the world, it really doesn't matter. I've got the materials available, and I can set you up, and we can get you on a self-start track to the Think and Grow Rich book studies.
And you're also beginning a teleseminar with that.
I was just going to say we can even do it by teleseminar. So really, there are no, especially in today's society and today's technology, there are no limitations. For anybody ready and willing to move forward, I will help you in any and every which way that I can.
Good, good. Now, what would you like to say in closing? What would you like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I'm just, it never ceases to amaze me that each and every time I hear Napoleon Hill or Reed speak about having a goal, having a definiteness of purpose, that is fundamental. It's like having a car and not having an engine. That engine is your definiteness of purpose, because the purpose is to move forward. And you have to know where you're going in order to get there. That's what we're all about. That's where we all have, and believe it or not, that's where a lot of us fall short, is because we allow the lack and the limitation, those ghosts, the ghosts of fears that Napoleon Hill just spoke about. We allow that to control and govern us, and in such a way that we don't even know why we wake up in the morning. So definitely having goals and having a definiteness of purpose is vital to anyone's personal growth, because we all have to have a starting place.
Yeah, I often said that. If you don't know where you're starting from, you don't know where you're going, and you can't measure the results. So definitely the peer group, the information that comes into your mind, the information that you allow to touch you, to enter your homes, to enter your living rooms, to enter your mind and your soul, will have an impact and create a lasting effect. Therefore, choose wisely, think wisely. There are a lot of resources out there. There is just so much that is available for any person who wants to make a difference and who wants to take action and take control of where they are in life. And it's not what happens to you, but what happens with what you've done or what comes to you. You know, basically, again, in using Tony Robbins' words, nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning we give it. So, Ron, thank you. And I look forward to working with you, and I look forward to the different programming that we're putting together. And I thank the listeners, and we will be back next Tuesday again.
Okay, well, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.